From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
I'm going to cite for you a church teaching that I'm guessing you may never have heard. From paragraph 2098 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Prayer is an indispensable condition for being able to obey God's commandments. Everything you have heard about how we must live our faith, our morality, and the commandments means nothing if we do not first understand that simple sentence. Prayer is an indispensable condition for being able to obey God's commandments. As you know, that I often say that the whole concept of good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell is wrong. And that is why. It's through prayer that God transforms us and makes us whom he calls us to be, for it is in prayer that we encounter him personally. If we remove prayer from Catholic morality, then it becomes just a moral standard that anyone can try follow, whether they believe in God or not, whether their God is one of a pantheon of gods or is the atoms and molecules that they believe define all of reality. There is no mercy in that moral standard, and those who fall short of it discover its tyranny. Just because someone does not believe does not mean he or she does not love or, for that matter, murders people for sport. It's prayer that transforms us to encounter God on a personal level and leads us to seek him totally over time. It is the person who prays who learns that God is ever present in his or her life. It is the person who prays who understands the work of Christ and his Spirit in leading us all to the Father. It is the person who prays who comes to understand what it means to encounter Christ as the embodiment of truth. Prayer is essential for each of us. Many people who do not normally pray will find themselves praying when things go wrong. They feel bad that they only call on God in tragedy. But many of the saints would not say to dismiss this desperate effort, because even the sporadic prayer is important, they would say. Our call is to pray more. I often quote St. Alphonsus Liguori, who taught to converse with God as one would a good friend. This is what prayer is. It can be the formal prayer we learn in religious education. It can be the public liturgical prayer that we're doing here, but it also can be the private informal prayer, and we all have a calling to do daily. Prayer is all of that, and we have an invitation to participate in it. However, prayer is even more, for it is a dialogue. Questions for discussion. How do you pray? What do you say when you pray? What does Jesus talk about today? The persistent woman who does not give up and demands an answer. Prayer demands an answer, for prayer expects an answer. Many will say as they pray that they wonder if God hears them. Of course he does. His response will be as Father, so that the answer will be what is best for you, but he will answer. I always like to tell the story which I read a while ago, a long time ago. I think it was in the Reader's Digest, which I understand is a true story. It is of the woman who prayed that her number would come out in the lottery. When they did the drawing on television that night, she checked her ticket and it came out exact, except it was exactly backwards. Obviously, the ticket was useless, but she learned not to trust in the lottery, but to trust in God. When we pray, we must expect answers. Billy Graham used to teach to pray and give thanks to God for his response in that prayer, for that is how confident we should be that he will answer. He may not give us what we want the way we want it, but he will respond. My mother was handicapped from the neck down with the exception of her right hand. It was a slow process that began when she and my father were hit by a drunk driver one night in 1967 in our hometown of Weymouth, Massachusetts. Slowly the process began that she was more and more unable to walk. She was unable to move all below her neck except for her right hand. Many times she prayed to be healed, and obviously that did not happen. However, she was healed in so many other ways. I can still remember her smile at times and her unique humor and more. Her spiritual healing was more powerful than her physical healing, and this is how God brought more to her and through her than a healing would have accomplished. I think today that God is speaking to his church about all its failures, and those who pray will persevere, but will listen to what he is saying. As I begin this homily, I will end it in the same way. If we do not pray, then we cannot live the quest for holiness. For according to section 2098 in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, prayer is an indispensable condition for being able to obey God's commandments.
Thank you for listening to our homily this week. Our homilies are available in written form at St. Anthony Homilies, that's stanthonyhomilies.com. And you can go there and see a written version of this homily on the web, and also in the top left-hand corner of that website, you will see instructions if you'd like a written booklet version of the homily for your own discussion or to distribute in your parish or other places. That's in the top left-hand corner of stanthonyhomilies.com. Remember, we have English Mass every weekend here at St. Anthony Parish. It's at 4 p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, just up the street from Trader Joe's and Harvard Business School, again on Holton Street. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed week.